I'm Ken Vincent. The Sierra Nevada mountains are currently blanketed in fresh powder from recent storms, and as we have another storm headed toward California this week, it's likely there's going to be more snow in the mountains. But the traditional way of measuring how much water is in all of that snow is not very accurate, and that is a problem in California where every drop of water matters. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on an innovative new way that they are using now to calculate the snowpack.
Frank Gerke trudges through the Sierra as he's done for nearly four decades. He's one of many taking monthly snow surveys in the same spots to figure out how much water is in the snowpack. It all starts with a measuring tape and a hollow aluminum tube.
I'll reel this in to 25.
We're on a course along the route to Lake Tahoe.
Most commonly, they have 10 points.
Every 25 feet, Gerke pierces the snow with a tube.
A little less, 14 here.
14 inches of snow. The data from surveys and a system of sensors let local and state officials know how much water is stored in the snowpack. But there's a flaw. It can be up to 40% off. That's why Gerke is stoked about a new way to measure the snowpack from the sky.
This really is the holy grail for snow geeks.
It's called an aerial snow survey, and it's run by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in partnership with state and local agencies. In a place with water issues in both wet and dry years, this project is a big deal because it greatly reduces that margin of error to below 3%. That's huge for managing the state's limited water supply. This is NASA scientist Tom Painter's brainchild.
So essentially, we have a snow course everywhere without people having to tromp around out there.
Painter says to visualize the program by comparing a TV screen with only a few pixels to one with all of them lit up.
Once we go to these kinds of spatially complete measurements, that's kind of the mature phase that we have not yet been at.
Painter wants to map the entire Sierra Nevada snowpack and landscape. Only about 40% of the range is mapped now. This is how it works. A plane flies over mountains, shooting out laser pulses to detect how deep the snowpack is and how much water is in it. It can also tell when snow will melt, which is huge for managing reservoirs. The laser is called LIDAR. Kat Borman is one of the NASA scientists who work on the plane in Mammoth.
It has two laser sources situated within the unit itself. We can push out 800,000 points per second with this unit.
The project got its start in the Tuolumne Basin. That's where Hetch Hetchy is, the reservoir that supplies water to San Francisco. Wes Monnier says the aerial data helps his agency guarantee growers how much water they'll receive. The Turlock Irrigation District serves 5,500 farmers.
Now we know exactly what we need to release. We're paying for a program that is providing some enlightenment.
A flyover costs at minimum $100,000. It's a pilot project in its fifth year, and it hasn't gone statewide yet. Jeff Payne is with the Friant Water Authority in charge of the San Joaquin River. His group is funding a three-year test of the program. Last year, it helped prevent flooding on multiple reservoirs.
It is an effective way of adding new storage capacity to our reservoirs by allowing them to operate earlier and with more confidence.
His district is leading the charge to scale the project statewide. A huge education campaign is ramping up to convince state leaders that it should be funded. It could come in the form of a bill or a state mandate as soon as 2019.
It should be the property of the state. It is the state's responsibility to understand how much water exists in the state and how to manage it.
A couple $1 million could bring the project statewide. And Payne says this is a pivotal moment for California if we want to have a clear understanding of how much water is in our snowpack. But even though this new technology is way more accurate, they're still going to keep doing it the old-fashioned way until this proves itself. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.